5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4. Usual Suspects back for 2 hours more after we got a little bit detoured in hour number one, but not enough to get us back on the rails until text messenger guy got a little bit under Barry's skin. But I believe someone has come to the rescue, Barry. I believe someone is there that says, show me where this guy is and catch him outside. Oh. And our man, Quentin,
I'm laying down.
Quentin, what's up?
Hey, Barry, what's going on, man? Hey, good show, guys.
What's up, Quentin?
Hey, Barry, that's kind of what you sounded like a couple of weeks back. You sounded kind of, when you were sounding salty.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, well, don't let this dude punk you like that. Hey, I got my money on you, buddy.
Dude, I'm not letting anybody punk me. Besides, I'm 43. I'm not going to fall for the say that to my face. Let's meet me outside. Meet me by the bike rack. My dad can beat up your dad. I'm a grown man. Like, I don't – that's ridiculous. It's silly.
Hey,
hockey. Like, do it over a sport that matters at least. Like, if I say something bad about the NBA, then talk crap.
Right, hey, I don't know what this clown is talking about. We don't even get ice down here. He might be a Yankee or something, man. He needs to take his rear end back up to the north side.
Hey. Whoa now, Quentin.
Look at that. You've upset the Yankee and Joel.
I'm from Wisconsin, but I got here as soon as I could because once you've experienced those winters, you know there's better places to be.
Hey, however it goes, man, I got my money on you. Let me know when it happens.
All right, Quentin. Appreciate the call, man. Have a good weekend. Never going to happen,
Nick, where were you with your man's back? I mean,
I don't need anyone to have my back. That's just it. Like, I'm not scared. I don't even know what he looks like, but I'm not going to be scared of a dude that's texting me saying he's going to beat me up. Two, I don't need Nick to have my back. Look at him.
I was just going to say, what am I going to do for you?
If Nick is going to have my back, I'm for sure getting beat up.
I actually agree with him. What am I going to do for him? I'm not going to help
him. Take a sucker punch?
I'm for sure getting beat up if Nick has my back.
See, that's just not right. Nick can take a sucker punch better than most so that you don't get hit with it.
But I'm a great cheap shotter. So, I mean, I can.
Are you?
Yeah.
So I'll
go cheap.
You.
If you're like massive, if you're like 6'9" no. and trying to fight with me, you're getting kicked.
So Nick could just put on some glasses and walk out in front, and the guy wouldn't know any better. Think it was you. Take the cheap shot at him, and then you could just pile on him.
I'll take that as a compliment. You're saying I look skinny because Nick's skinny and in shape. I'll take that.
First of all, Nick's skinny.
Not in shape?
No.
Ouch.
Look at that. Look at that.
You admit it yourself.
I'm not in shape, but I will get in shape.
I think you guys should do
because
a push-up contest.
We're going to play against Team Fat.
Yeah.
Team Fat. What is that? That's like
team
the 8th now?
The 7th.
7th, 8th. We can't even get the date right.
And I do agree with this text. It says, at the end of the day, the more you follow something and know more of the stories, then you want to watch the sport more. I totally agree with that. That's just it. Don't get mad at me because I didn't grow up watching hockey or soccer, and I don't appreciate the sport. Like, I appreciate the playoffs, mm-hmm. but there are people texting in saying how boring the NBA is and hockey's way better. I agree with you. I'm sure the hockey playoffs have been way better than the NBA. I've just never watched it, so it's not a habit for me to flip over and watch it. But why this would make someone so upset, I have no idea.
Well, here's the other thing, too. But, let's just be real about it. You and I do what we do for a living, so we're basically focused on what's going to be content for the following day. If we have options and what people are going to want to talk about and discuss, it's going to be the local sports, whatever that is, and right now it's Houston. It's the Astros, okay? Then it's going to be the playoffs because everybody wants to talk about basketball because it's prominent. And then for some people that are just sportsaholics, yeah, they'll try and find the hockey game. But we also have lives. We have things going on. So it's sometimes it's impossible to like be watching three games at one time. Just keeping it real.
Yeah. I can't argue with that.
Regardless of anything else.
And a life. Sometimes you just don't watch stuff
that
night.
That's why the text messages get going.
I had somebody, I forget who it was, but somebody was like, why aren't you tweeting? Bro, I'm with my wife right now.
See, I get that one all the time, too. Oh God, especially during Rockets games. Why are you not breaking it down for me? Guess what? Because I have a life. I have things going on. Sometimes I got to DVR it and watch it later. And sometimes I just don't want to mess with my computer.
OU Mike is killing that texter, by the way.
Good.
And I'm not going to read it because I don't want to start like a text. I don't support texter on texter violence, but it's pretty funny.
Look, and the thing is, too, growing up in the Midwest, it doesn't mean, and I watched hockey, I played some hockey, but I'm not.
Did you play?
Yeah.
Were you a goon?
No, because I was too young.
Were you a goalie?
I wasn't on like hockey skates, but we played.
What were you skating on? Were you skating on those fat roller skates with the four wheels?
No, big just stopper regular up front, skates.
Did you have on like high socks with stripes on them?
See what you do here? I'm trying to go with you on something, and you just want to completely bash away.
I'm just having fun, Joel.
I'm texting you. I'm starting to text on the text line right now. I'm texting you. I'm getting on with the texter, and we're going to kill you.
You're the biggest dumb jerk. Cash me in the hall. How about that? Joel's going to be on tour pretty soon.
And get the FU guy to start yelling at me. How about that? Yeah, I mean, look, the University of Wisconsin had a great hockey program. My dad and I used to love going to games, but I get it. And we're in the South. People aren't focused on hockey.
There's a reason that, I mean, even Dallas, kudos to them for supporting the Stars.
They sure do.
And they love that team. And
yep.
I wonder if that would be the same here. You know, Houston had the Arrows for a while. It wasn't major league hockey, but it was close. It was good hockey. I went to several of the games. In fact, at one of the Arrows games, the old cage door, AJ and I had a booth there where we were promoting our website. And
You look at it, their old coaches have coached in the NHL. A lot of their old players when they played here are playing in the NHL. So you do, just like anything else, if you go to like AAA baseball, you're probably going to see major league talent. So you're right. And the Arrows, before they faded away, had some pretty good years. One year they won the cup. So
yeah. I used to love going to the games just because there's two sports that there's nothing like watching it live, and that's hockey and MMA. You can watch basketball live, and it's all right. In fact, I don't like it as much.
I would say there's no announcers. NBA, like really good games.
No.
Finals games are unreal.
I don't like NBA because there's a weird vibe in the stadium with no noise. You know what I mean? With no announcers. There's just like, I don't know, it's just weird. Baseball, there's like a buzz the whole time in the crowd, but baseball is more of a social sport to see live. You go to a baseball game and you hang out, and you go with friends or family, and you talk, and you have a good time. Football is action nonstop, but again.
Not here.
Touché. But
well, I'm not even talking about the product on the field. I'm talking about it's a social event to go to a Texans game.
Yeah, that's true.
And if you go to that third floor, the club level,
Tammy and accounting,
yeah, it's all about the girls wearing the leather pants and the high heels and being seen, and the dudes are like worried about the first five
selfies.
Minutes, and then they're at the bar getting
just
bellied
just
up,
selfie fest in the stands. But no, I mean, hockey is fun to watch, but so is MMA. I tell people all the time, if you've never gone to see MMA live, you need to go. Even if it's just a local show like Legacy was or Cage Combat Series or whatever, if the UFC comes back, go to an MMA card and see it live. It's great. And so is hockey. Again, so is hockey. Two of the best sports to see live. The rest, you got to really love the sport, I think.
Well, I mean, and I'll disagree just on the basketball premise of the fact.
Well, that's because are you going to want to fight me?
No,
I mean, that's because you love it so much.
I can just get you in the hallway. But no, I mean, it's not that I do love it, but at the same time, I think playoff basketball and when you get to like the finals or the Western Conference finals and it's really good with two teams. Like, unfortunately, this year is not anything I can base it on because the playoffs have sucked. And I get that, and I totally admit that. All I can hope for is that the finals will be what everybody has looked forward to, because otherwise, it's going to be just a wash for the NBA.
Somebody said Joel's no Yankee. Wisconsin might as well be Canada.
Oh, don't you know? You betcha.
And then, oh, you might say, I guess that texter spent countless winters playing ice hockey on Lake Houston. I'll tell you, the rest of them from OU Mike have been that good. That was just the only one I could read.
When it freezes over with a breeze. Hey, right now I want to tell you guys about the Houston Cans Cars for Kids program, a fantastic program because you people of Houston make it work. That's right. All you got to do is look around your field, your garage, your driveway. You got a clunker that's collecting rust and dust. You've been meaning to get rid of it and you just haven't gotten around to it. Well, the Houston Cans Cars for Kids program will do it all for you. Just pick up the phone and call 713-225-4226 or get online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Tell them where you live. Tell them what you got. They take care of the rest. They come to you with a tow truck. They take away the vehicle. They do all the paperwork. They give you a nice tax deduction, and then just for mentioning ESPN 97.5, you get a $50 gift card, and then the process really begins, because that's when they take that clunker and they turn it into resources so that kids trying to get a second chance at an education can get a hot meal, can get eyeglasses, book money, bus fare, all the things that they need so that they're not distracted when they're trying to get their education. It's a great program, and again, fueled by you, the people of Houston, Texas. 713-225-4226 or online at HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to the show. The Usual Suspects with you until 4 o'clock. Joel, Barry, Nicholas Sciarra. Having a good time with you today.
Yep, yep.
I got a couple calls. Chuck wants to talk NBA Finals. Chuck, what's happening, dude?
What's going on, fellas?
How's it going, man?
Oh, pretty good, man. I've been trying to get in all week, man. I could care less about the Finals. I think the Cavs are going to win.
Okay.
But, hey, I got to talk to y'all about something y'all were talking about the other day, about the greatest of all time.
Okay.
Barry, I agree with you. Earl Campbell to me. A number one.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? But beauty's in the eyes of the beholder. I happen to think LeBron has surpassed Michael. And I'm a Peyton guy over a Brady guy. And that's just what I wanted to tell y'all, man. It's just in the eyes of what you're going to say. You can't go wrong with anybody.
I totally
agree
with
you. Just want to be in a real good mood with y'all, because I know y'all have to put up with those two douchebags in front of you and the two douchebags behind you. But I just like y'all show better than anybody else.
Dude, Chuck, you're the man, Chuck. Have a good weekend. Thanks,
Chuck.
Bud.
Look, and I'm with you. I thought about it a lot because they kept bringing it up after LeBron surpassed MJ last night for all-time playoff scoring list. Why can't we just appreciate both guys if we were blessed enough to be able to see them both play? Because if you think about it, in the eras of Chamberlain and Russell and all those guys, there was quite a lull until they basically said that if Bird and Magic don't come along, the NBA was doomed.
Yeah.
That they saved the NBA. You know, you got a little of Dr. J, you got those guys that saved it, and then kind of kept it going until Jordan took over. Otherwise, if we had been in another era, we would have probably seen the sport just dissipate.
Mm-hmm.
But be appreciative of the fact that, look, they're both great in their own way. LeBron's that big physical specimen. Jordan was more the greyhound athlete, could fly and do all those things. Killer instincts in different ways. Resumes that stand up across time. But just...
It was surprising to me to hear Kevin McHale yesterday.
Yes.
Which I don't know if anybody could because of the reception. But when he said that he felt like LeBron was a much better passer than Jordan.
Yeah.
And that kind of surprised me because I didn't think of it in that way.
And that audio is on ESPN 97.5 right now on the front page.
Boom.
Featured Beautiful. Audio.
Thank you, Nicholas.
That kind of surprised me. And the fact that that he picked LeBron.
To play with.
Yeah, over Jordan.
But he also said that Jordan was
the
guy
that. In the last 2 minutes of a game, any game that you needed
to
win.
Michael.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aussie Scott texted the show. He said, my favorite comeback is, talking about the texter that said that he wanted to fight me.
Yeah.
Meet me at the Walmart off 610. If I'm not there in 30 minutes, start beating the crap out of yourself so you don't miss this ass whooping because I'm stuck in traffic.
And God forbid you're on 290.
Yeah. And then, hold on. Someone else, I got to read this one. You're not going
to
like it.
Of course.
You already know what it is. I told you at the break. But I just found this to be extremely humorous.
Yeah, you sure did.
Somebody texted and said Wisconsin is essentially the Louisiana of the Midwest.
It kind of is. That's so true.
That's what I said. I was like,
I didn't think of it.
It's not only is
that's
it funny,
shocking to me. You didn't even think of it.
It's pretty accurate.
I've been to Indiana. I haven't been to Wisconsin, honestly. But I bet you from the you can tell from the people.
It's so good.
They have like this. Actually, I don't want to even say anything.
No, say it. Oh, no. Don't be scared.
Nah. See, this is the thing. But if you go at Barry like that, he's like, no, I'm not saying it.
No. Well, that's my choice to. You can say no. I'm not going to say it.
The thing is, I couldn't be nicer about saying, look, I got here as fast as I can and all these other things. And then you still get the a-holes that want to text things like that.
Well, because if you're not born here, you're just not of a superior being. That's all. It's just those of us born and raised here.
Because you aren't either, but you're here.
I'm born and raised here.
It doesn't make any difference. You still didn't get to the superior being part.
That's the text of the day.
I don't know. Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Up until now, we still have like an hour and 45 minutes, so it could be surpassed.
I don't know. Aussie Scott telling the guy to meet himself.
That's awesome.
Meet me at 6:10. If I'm not there, just start beating the crap out of yourself because I'm stuck in traffic. It's pretty funny. It's like, that's kind of how I felt about it. You know what I mean? Like, it almost seems kind of childish to plan to fight someone in your 40s. Like, oh, good times.
Bill wants to get in here on hockey.
Oh, good night.
What's up, Bill?
What up, Bill?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good, man. You?
All right. Just driving home. So, I'm born and raised in Texas. Love hockey, man. Best sport I've ever attended. I've been to basketball. I've been to baseball. I've been to every sport that we have here live, and hockey is the best. I mean, sitting behind the glass in the attack zone, nothing more exhilarating. It's so fast, so hard. So, you know.
Are we still talking hockey?
Yeah.
So fast, so hard. You worried me a little there, Bill. I didn't know where you were going with that.
Well, that's the girls that go to the hockey.
Oh, watch out now. Hey-o.
No, but, yeah. You know, people being, you know, hard on hockey, hey, go to one, then talk.
I'm with you, dude. I'm with you. Thanks for the call, Bill. I'm with you. Hockey live is a fun watch. I'm not going to dispute that. I'm not going to. But going live is watching it on TV. If you don't follow the season or anything like that, yeah, I agree with people like Fred to say there's nothing better than a game seven in hockey.
It's unreal.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to dispute that. But I'm still not flipping over to watch it. I didn't last night. I would rather watch my Astros. I'm sorry. Sue me. I'm a Houstonian that loves the Astros. What do you want me to do?
He didn't want to sue you.
As opposed to Pittsburgh and Ottawa, two cities I have no interest in, whether they're playing hockey or otherwise. So, just my bad. But I agree with you, Bill. It's a fun watch live. Too bad this city doesn't have it anymore.
He didn't want to
sue
you.
Who do we have to blame for that?
He wants to take you outside.
Who do we have to blame for that?
To blame for what? The bad
cities? No hockey in Houston.
The Minnesota Wild.
They went to what?
Do we?
Indiana, didn't they?
Well, the Minnesota Wild became the parent club of the Arrows.
Yes.
And then they wanted their farm club to be as close as possible to the Twin Cities so that if they call a guy up and are in a need, that it wouldn't be a travel issue to get them from Houston to Minnesota on time. It'd be a quicker jump plane.
So we're not going to blame anyone locally. About not having
professional
hockey.
We can blame whoever
hockey.
You want. I'm just saying, I know.
I'm just saying, there's reasons it's not here, right?
Because nobody cares.
Oh.
Nobody cares in Houston.
Well, there's that.
That's why.
Well, there's that
they
too.
They left. Houston lost interest in hockey before the Arrows left. I was just tweeting that to El Jefe. Their interest wasn't there. The reason why I stopped going to Arrows games, my buddy's like, man, you got to go to the Arrows games and check out these fights. First game I went, no fights. Second game I went, no fights. Never watched Houston Arrows again. No one cared.
And for a long time, Nick, you're right. It's a niche. It was a niche following. They got the same passionate couple thousand people for Arrows games. But all the casual fans wanted to go for just simply that reason.
That's it.
They wanted to see him fight.
You're telling me they won a championship.
NASCAR.
I didn't even know.
Yeah.
They won a cup. I had no clue.
Yeah.
You'll only catch me watching NASCAR for a wreck. Honestly. And I know that's cliche to say that. I'm not interested in NASCAR. I didn't grow up on it. Now I'm sure a bunch of hillbillies from South Carolina are going to start texting the show wanting to fight me because I think NASCAR is boring and I don't watch it. But if there's, you know.
Here's the thing. I'm not going to say
there's a big rally Winston Cup or whatever the hell NASCAR has when they do their thing. I don't want to watch. There's certain sports I grew up on and certain I didn't. NASCAR, hockey, and soccer. Not watching them.
Yeah, my whole thing is I'm not going to say it's boring. You know, it's not my cup of tea. But, you know, I've heard everybody and their mother say, hey, you got to go to just one and you'll be hooked. You just got to go to one live and see it live. It's just, it doesn't interest
what,
me.
What, NASCAR?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never been live.
Oh, my old roommate from college, his whole family, it's like the family vacation every year is to go down to Daytona for the Daytona 500. And they got a motorhome and they get into it and the kids like to get in the pits and you know, and you meet the drivers and all this stuff. And then you watch the race and they say it's nothing like it. And I can't. I'm sorry, it's not my cup of tea. If it's yours, more power to you, but it's not my thing.
Mm.
You know? I mean, and like I said, playoff hockey, I was the one that said it. Playoff hockey and game sevens and the intensity, fantastic. But regular season, not so much for me either. You've said it a different way.
Okay.
There you go. All right, so we're still going to have some guests on the show. Robert Ory will be joining us a little later, so big shot Rob or Bob, depending on how... I believe he likes Rob, but most of the national media likes Bob.
Oh, well, we've got to get that right, because I don't want to get in trouble, because I unfortunately said Mario instead of Mario. I don't want to screw this one up.
And the captain of the Houston Dash, Kalea Ojai, is supposed to join us as well. So we can get that on the books. The BBVA Compass folks are fantastic. There is still a big party going on at 2200 Post Oak across from Kenny and Ziggy's. So if you want to stop in there, you can meet those two who will be there live and in person, signing autographs, hanging out, taking pictures. And if you don't, then you can listen to them live on the radio here. But BBVA Compass, a great partner of the show, and it was a fantastic effort to host us today. So
I'm telling you, that when I went to that bank, it was incredible. They had this thing around the corner with drinks and...
Yeah.
That's a fancy bank.
The whole building was very nice.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was impressed. Yeah. I wish we could have done the show there. I would have... it would have been a completely different show.
Oh, it was great because we had like a coffee table in front of us with a screen in the middle
windows.
Of it. Nice comfy chairs.
Yep. I'm kind of upset that we're not there.
Well, you may be going back. So we are here at the midway point. And we'll continue to roll on. We've got plenty more show to get to. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776. That's the HRNP listener line where you can call, you can text, or you can hit us up on Twitter, the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
So, Barry, Nick, and Joel, till 4, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. And let me clarify something, because I wasn't really... If you were getting to this, or you were implying this, and I didn't grab onto it, then it's my fault.
Okay.
But when talking about the arrows leaving, I did get some tweets and some texts that said, come on, man, you know Les Alexander wanted him gone, didn't want him here anymore.
You weren't picking up
right,
what I was
putting
down.
Right, and I am not shy about saying that. I just didn't, I didn't go back into my memory banks and think that through. Because at one point, I was part of the team that tried to put together the entire presentation to try and get the NHL to come to Houston. But fair point. Look, I mean, at a certain point, the line was drawn and the issue was there.
Yeah, that was the point I was making. Yeah. But I didn't want to press it with you.
I don't have to say it. You can say it. Yeah. But I'm just saying, yeah, you're, you know, absolutely.
You would
fair
have known
point.
More than me. You know what I mean? Like, I've heard and read things, but you would have been on the inside. So that's why I was given the opportunity.
Yeah, and
but
there's, you know, biggie. And I don't. There's certain things that I'm not
allowed
gonna,
to say.
Yeah, to say too
I feel
much.
You. I
yeah.
feel you.
But at the same time, yeah. Look, I'm not opposed to that. And you guys were absolutely right. That was part of the issue too. Because at one point, he was the biggest proponent to getting the NHL to come here. And then at a certain point, things changed. Lines were drawn in the sand, and opinions differed. But at the same time, what I said, I stand by what I said as well. Is when the Minnesota Wild took over as the parent club of the Arrows, and you remember because they changed their uniforms, they made them look like the Wild, and then they finally started having travel issues where they said, we also want this team closer to Minneapolis. Look, there were people that were trying to push them out the door anyway, so it made the whole, it expedited the entire process.
Yeah.
Well, so, there's that. So the other thing that was funny to me is because we've been going through all week with this whole back and forth with MJ versus LeBron.
Yeah, and I'm so, I got to be honest with you. I'm so ready for that to be over, too. Yeah.
And I
know it never will, but...
I know, and I don't disagree. And like I said...
In fact, I was getting... When I went to Jason's yesterday to get my haircut, current cuts, yep. Over here, there's the close one over here. It's in a gym. I think IX something, I don't know. But he's in a gym over here.
Okay.
Which, by the way, he's going to be featured on TV, which is really cool.
Jason
is, okay, yeah, because he was telling me that they're going to be doing something, because he's pretty much the barber to the stars when it comes to sports in
I
this
told
town.
You that.
Yeah, and so he was telling me about it. I was like, good for you, dude. I hope you're ready, because you're probably going to get a bunch of dudes now that want to get their hair cut here. But where the hell was I going with that? I totally forgot what I was going to tell you.
Because you're tired of the MJ LeBron thing.
Oh, yeah, so I was over there watching, what's the one with Wilbon? And
Kornheiser?
Yeah. What is it called? Last Take?
First.
Pardon the Interruption?
No, Pardon the Interruption.
Pardon
right
the Last
yep.
Take, whatever. Yeah, Pardon the Interruption.
Yep.
And they're doing it. And they're like, well, you know, you can't, you know, you don't compare a center to a guard, but LeBron and MJ. And I'm just like, this is being beat to death. I really feel like sometimes these shows go to this when they have nothing else. The time you hear about this and you know, read about it the most is the slow season, which is now. It's the summer when the only thing left is baseball.
Well, or the basketball sucks so bad that you need to hang your hat on something until you get to a series that's compelling.
That too. But yeah, it just seems, I don't know.
Because, you know, part of my night I'm sitting there trying to think of the arguments back and forth, and then I go back to what we said the other day, and I said, why am I trying to do this when you should just be thankful you were able to see them both and be in a position where you can say these are two of the greatest to ever lace them up.
Yeah.
Because for everybody that says now he's surpassing all of Jordan's numbers statistically, Jordan stayed with one team his entire career, didn't jump to a better team with a lot of superstars. You can say that. You can go back and forth.
There's so many different.
Yeah, he's still got more titles. Okay, great. But LeBron has stats. I get it. But you're right. This is the kind of stuff that radio and TV hosts use as major filler now. I heard shows this morning where people were going statistic by statistic and where they both rank. It is boring.
Yeah.
Okay, if you really are that big of a number cruncher, look it up. But the fact of the matter is, they're both great, and they're both great in their own way.
Yep.
And Kobe is too. 5 rings later and all his accolades, you can't take that away from him either. But again, you were privileged enough to see all 3 of those guys play. We never saw Russell. We never saw Chamberlain. And again, I revert back to, and there was that lull in the NBA where you went from the greats of the past until you got to Bird and Magic. And the fact of the matter is, if Bird and Magic don't come along, your league is gone.
Mm-hmm. They saved the NBA. I mean, that's the narrative. They saved. Not that the league would have been gone necessarily.
Oof.
It could have been passed by hockey. It could have been. It may not be a big three, or it would have taken a long time.
Or it would have been gone.
Well.
Barry, think about that now.
No,
you were thinking about
there's
the fact
no
that
way.
They weren't filling up Hoffines, then they weren't filling up the Compaq Center when it was with the Summit.
It would have retracted to a smaller amount of teams, Joel, but there's no way the NBA would have gone away.
You would hope not, but if it was losing money and franchises were leaking oil and they weren't drawing and there wasn't that national sex appeal and that attraction.
I mean, I could have seen it going down to like 8 teams. You know what I mean? Something like that.
I
And then you just you're basically pushing out the lower level guys, and you have the best of the best of those 8 teams. And I could have seen something like that, but yeah, I don't think it would have gone away. It was the NBA, just like the other major sports. It's too big to fail. You know what I mean? Too big to fail.
Yeah, but for a lot of reasons, appreciate what they did, what those guys did back then, what LeBron's doing now, because the league's in great hands. And even though the playoffs this year have sucked in terms of compelling matchups, everybody got what they expected to get. And if the finals this year are anything like the previous 2 years, it's probably going to be a ratings win. It's probably going to be what everybody wanted to see. And it's probably going to be something that the NBA is going to put a feather in their cap and say, hey, we did it again. And it's not what the teams in the cities that don't get close to smelling it want. But at the same time, it's a different era, it's a different time, but it's a different way for the league to succeed without having all these different teams have a shot at it.
Yeah.
Sucks if you're a Rockets fan and they're not there, but at least they got to the final, you know, six, seven teams. But the league seems to, I think the league seems to still be happy, don't you, that it, as long as they get these two teams?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure they are. I'm sure they're happy to have what they probably feel like are the two best teams and the most compelling matchups and all that, but they can't be happy with the way that the rest of the teams performed. I wouldn't be. If I'm looking at this as a product overall, you lost. You didn't lose, but there's a lot of people that I would like. I haven't seen the ratings. I mean, I don't know if we have in the ratings or whatever.
This year they're down.
Well, I think it's easy to assume that, but I haven't seen any numbers. Have you? Like, what specifically, you know, what is TNT pulling when they run these games? What is ESPN pulling when they run these games versus
I've seen
other
some
years.
Of the overnights, and on the overnights, and again, because the games were blowouts, people just weren't sticking around like they were when they compare them to games of the same round a year ago. Well, a same round a year ago, you had some games that were going to go seven. You had some teams that were going to get into a 1 or 2 or 3 point games. Every year's different.
Yeah.
And things change.
Well, you say every year's different.
Yeah, because in the
is it though? This is going to be the third year in a row.
No, I'm not talking about from a final standpoint. I'm saying every year is different from the standpoint getting those teams to the finals. A year ago, 2 years ago, there were series that were compelling. There were matchups like the first round series between the Spurs and the Clippers, or the Warriors and the Clippers. Those were games, or the Rockets and the Clippers. You know, you can go through and you can go on both sides of the ledger and say, look, yeah, those same two teams got there, but on the way there, other teams were involved in some pretty good series and some pretty good games that at least people were eyeballing for an entire game or at least the intense parts to get the ratings up instead of going, well, here
I mean,
goes.
The East has been a joke until lately. It's been you know, top heavy. West hasn't.
When I say every year is different, at least in the West, there were compelling games. And even in the East early on, there were some series where at least if I'm flipping channels or the common fans flipping channels and they say, oh, here's a 2-point game in the fourth quarter, I'm going to watch this.
Well, yeah, but you see, that's the thing. You're flipping channels. That's
the
difference.
If you're the common fan, but I'm saying most basketball fans are
going to. Yeah, but those are the guys that aren't going away, right? Like, you're hardcore. Like, Kurt Lowe is watching basketball no matter what. It's guys like me that, yeah, I like basketball, but if it's not a good game or a good series, I don't want to watch it. And even if it's my job to talk about it, I'm with the rest of the fans. I don't care to see a blowout, boring, crap game. And so I don't, yeah, you're going to miss the common fan, the casual fan that really just wants to be entertained. So,
well, and again, we, as always, it makes good radio. We can have it, we can discuss it and take both sides of it. But every year is different, but at the same time, sure, ideally, more compelling matchups throughout the entire playoffs would make for a lot more higher ratings and a lot happier fan base because of the fact that it isn't a given that those two teams are going to meet in the finals. And the road there is.
Kind of is a given, though.
But I'm saying, but on the road there, at least there's 2 to 4 other teams that legitimately give those teams a 6 or 7 game series where it hangs in the balance a little bit.
Okay.
It was a foregone conclusion. The Western Conference Finals are normally competitive. This was a foregone conclusion, and the biggest story was, were they both going to sweep?
Yeah.
All right, well, we got to step away for a second. We have a special guest, one of two that I promoted just a little while ago, but Kalea Ohai is going to join us. She is the captain of the Houston Dash and a member of the United States National Soccer Team. We are going to get with her in just a second and catch up with everything Dash and everything going on over at BBVA. Don't go anywhere. This is Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4, usual suspects. We continue to roll on here on ESPN 97.5. Right now, we want to welcome in the captain, as I promoted, of the Houston Dash. Kalea Ohai joins us now. Compliments of BBVA Compass. We really appreciate spending some time with us and joining us on the phone. Hope everything's going well for you today. How's everything?
Good. It's going really good. I'm excited to be with you guys today. So thank you for having me.
Well, you know what? The first question I want to ask you is how you feel the whole situation in Houston. I have heard nothing but great things from all my friends and all of the friends that of mine that have daughters about how fan friendly the environment is at Dash Games and over at BBVA Compass. And I just want to talk to you from the perspective of not only as a world-class athlete and a player, but the support of Houston and what it means for you to be able to help the young kids of Houston have some heroes and these young girls as they're following their dreams of playing soccer.
Yeah, it's awesome. I love Houston. I've been coming to Houston for the past, 8 years because my sister and my brother-in-law live here. So I love the city, and I mean, it's great. We have such great fans and great support, and it's really cool because growing up, I didn't always have a professional league to look up to. I've always played soccer, and there hasn't always been a league. So it's really cool, like you said, to be a role model for these young girls, and I think it's really important, and we love seeing them at the games, and it's a great environment.
Kalea, tell us a little bit now. Growing up, and I saw this video on you the other day where they were talking about you had issues, you had eye problems, and you still have those, but you're working through them. For the folks that don't know, tell us a little bit about that and what that was like trying to play soccer and compete with that issue.
Yeah, so when I was young, I had an astigmatism in my right eye, and basically I had to wear a patch for a year, and they were trying to fix it, and they couldn't fix it completely, and so I'm legally blind in my right eye, and it's hard because a contact or surgery, nothing will really help it, and it's difficult. I mean, obviously, it's harder for me to see. I wear one contact just in my left eye to make that as good as I can, but I mean, it's difficult and it's hard, but I've never really focused on it, and I've always just known that. I haven't known anything else, and so it definitely does create problems at times, but it's just something that I don't really focus on, and I've just worked through.
I was gonna say, are there times on the field where you're in a position where you've noticed it, like if you're maybe on the left side of the play or something like that, where you can see a difference?
Yeah, the biggest thing for me is just depth perception. So like if a ball is coming at me in the air or even like shooting, it's hard. My depth perception is so off. Even when I'm like driving, it's sometimes hard to tell how far I am, or I mean, it's just, that's the biggest thing. And I definitely think sometimes I think that it almost helps me because I have to focus so much more on when the ball is coming or my shot. So you could see it both ways, but yeah, definitely depth perception is the biggest challenge for me.
Well, talk about then, because of the fact that it seems like it should be a huge challenge, because like you said, I mean, you're scoring goals. You club record 11 goals. In a 9-game stretch, you had 7. And yet you're telling us that this is a problem that you have to deal with. How do you overcome that? Because, I mean, the numbers and the statistics say, and of course, on top of all that, you're the team captain and you're a leader, but you're scoring goals and you're doing everything your team asks you to do, and you're telling us that that's such a challenge. That's incredible.
Thank you. Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just whatever you choose to focus on is what is going to come to life and what you create. And I've just never focused on that. My parents have always told me, I mean, don't feel sorry for yourself, just keep going. So that's my biggest piece of advice for young athletes or young girls who want to play soccer professionally is just, it's up to you what you want to focus on and what you want to do with your life. And that's my biggest, that's what I've tried to do, is just not focus on my eye and just focus on what I can do. And that's how I've gotten to where I am.
Well, and talk about how you've gotten to where you are, because everybody knows that you're the captain of the Dash, but let's talk about the U.S. national team, because not only is it an incredible honor to represent your country and do what you do, but the fact that you made your debut in 2016 and 48 seconds after you got on the field, you set the record for the fastest goal in U.S. women's national team history, and there are, that's a pretty prolific list of players that have come before you. It's not only an honor to play for the Dash, but talk about just playing for the national team and, again, becoming that role model for young women to say, hey, that's what I want to do, and there's an avenue for me to get to higher levels.
Yeah, that was a huge honor for me. My entire career, I've wanted to get called into the national team, and it's been tough for me because I'm usually, I mean, a lot of my friends have been called in at a younger age, and so I had to wait a long time, and that was, it was difficult for me at times to keep going because that's my biggest goal and my dream. And so when I ended up getting called into camp and getting to play in that game and scoring that goal, it just meant so much to me. It was, I mean, I've dreamed of that moment so many times. So when it came through, it was just, I can't even describe how special that was to me. And I want to continue getting called into camps and represent the U.S. And that's just a huge honor for me. So, yeah, I definitely think that's one of the biggest moments of my career.
Kalia Ohai joins us on the HRMP hotline. Kalia, you guys are, you got a match tomorrow against the Seattle Reign. You're 0-8-0. Against the Seattle Reign. What's going on there?
Yeah.
What's happening with
that? They're a great team and they match up really well against us. They have great players. Some of the best players in the world, in my opinion, are on that team. And so it's been difficult. We haven't matched up well. We haven't played well against them. And I think tomorrow will be a huge test because it's going to be extremely hot and they're not used to that. We train in it every single day. I think it's going to be 94 degrees or something. So, we're excited and we're ready and it's hard once you get into kind of a routine with a team and you can't break out of it. So we're really looking forward to this challenge of trying to get our first win against them and just playing better than we've played in the past. And we're really excited.
Well, we are too. We appreciate you spending some time with us. And again, we want to encourage everybody to get out to BBVA Compass, not only tomorrow, but every single time from here throughout the summer when the Dash are at home. Kalia Ohai, thanks so much for spending some time with us. Good luck with the rest of the season. Feel free to join us at any time.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
There you have it, Kalia Ohai. And one heck of a player. And also, by the way, her sister, Brian, who she said very casually, she came here, and her sister is Brian Cushing's wife. So her sister and brother-in-law, that's why she was excited to come to Houston. It's Brian Cushing and his wife. And Brian Cushing's wife actually plays on the team.
Nice.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't think enough people, especially when you've got daughters that play sports, I don't think enough people go and get out to BBVA and see the Dash play because, again, from a standpoint of a dad that has a daughter, if my daughter plays soccer, I want her to have role models. I want her to be up close and personal and see games where you can follow someone that, like, obviously, like Kalia, who's an upstanding citizen, who's an athlete, who you can emulate and say, I want to be like that.
If I had a daughter, yeah, for sure, I would. You want those kind of role models, whether it's, if she wants to be an athlete, mm-hmm. you want her to be able to have something to aim for. It almost seems unfair that for a long time they didn't have that. It was the Olympics, basically, right? You had gymnasts and Olympic athletes, but women's sports wasn't as predominant as it is now.
Right.
And yeah, I mean, there's dads all over the place friends of mine that would happily take their daughters to a WNBA game or a Dash game, and they talk about what that means to their daughters and, their participation in sports. So, yeah, I mean, you can knock it all you want, and people do, and that's cool, and that's, some people make jokes about it, but whatever. But at the end of the day, yeah, for those women out there, and those are women in your lives, sisters, moms, whatever, it means a lot, and it's cool, man, and it's good to see, that they're accessible to the fans like that.
And the coolest thing is that because the women involved are trying to build the league and they know how important the fan base is, they spend so much more time with the fans. They pay more attention to the kids because they know the grassroots, those are the people that are going to make this sport grow. And so the kids can actually get some personal interaction with these ladies, and I think that's a big deal too. So we appreciate her spending some time with us. Robert Ory is supposed to join us in the 3 o'clock hour, so we look forward to having a Big Shot Bob on as well from your two-time world champion Houston Rockets, as well as the Spurs and Lakers. But we'll get back with a whole lot more show right here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. First class cabin fever, 5 hour layovers from Norway to Egypt.
ESPN 97.5.